This is Sean Mullen in Moose Jaw for the Broncos and the Moose Jaw Warriors tonight, joined by former Warriors with current Broncos veteran forward Andrew Johnson. And a tough loss yesterday in Brandon, to say the least. What were your thoughts on how that game went?
Yeah, it was tough. Still, it's kind of sitting in the back of our minds, but once the puck drops, I know that we're going to forget about it. And obviously, the score reflected on how ugly it was.
Well, with games like that, I know a lot of times you hear coaches say you just want to turn the page and forget about it and move on. Are you able to do that, or are there things you have to take special note about that come out of that game that you have to correct? Or what are your thoughts on that?
You do have to throw the game out, and that's what we talked about. But at the same time, you know, it's embarrassing, and you should be motivated from it. And I think the guys in the room are tonight.
What do you think happened that caused that game to get away from you to that degree?
Maybe it was a lack of focus. It was, I think it was their details, their little details. Brandon's obviously a really skilled team, and they're good off the rush. We talked about it, and our details weren't where they needed to be.
When you look at where this team has been since Christmas, I mean, there's been some good moments. The win over Medicine Hat's an example of where you guys are at your best. And yet, you know, well below 500 to some degree since coming back from Christmas. Some games where you've given up a lot more goals than you normally would, more shots than you normally would, slow starts. Why do you think this team has had a hard time finding the consistency you had earlier in the season since coming back from break? What's been missing?
I couldn't tell you, Sean. That's what we're trying to figure out right now. But it's frustrating. And like you said, it's been up and down, but we need to find that consistency. No matter what it is, and it's going to start game by game, and we're going to focus on tonight.
So in your view, what's Swift Current Hockey at its best, and what do you guys have to do to get back to that?
It's being hard to play against, and being hard to play against doesn't mean that you're just running guys over and fighting everybody. It's playing good systemly, or playing good to our systems, and we're in the face of the opponents. We're not giving them much time and space, and we're outworking everybody.
Of course, with the team being sort of inconsistent right now, lost in that in this conversation is the fact that you've played pretty good hockey as of late. And do you feel like your game has been in pretty good form, and where do you feel like it's at the moment?
Yeah, I think it's been all right. But obviously right now and where the team's at, I'm sure I can give a little bit more and maybe do a couple things that are a bit out of my element too. And that's what's going to help us get out of this funk here.
In terms of getting off to good starts, that's been something that's been creeping into your guys' game for a while, where slow starts, getting behind and having to come back. How do you prevent that? How do you come out at your best right off the hop?
Being focused, and that starts right now. It starts how you're preparing before the game, and what's going on right now as we speak. Every guy's got to find what gets them clicking and stick to that.
Taking on Moose Jaw, they were struggling until a big win in PA yesterday. 6 points out of Braden Point, who I know you didn't play a lot with in your time in Moose Jaw, but saw him coming up. What do you guys need to do to shut him down?
Yeah, Pointer's obviously a really skilled player. He's going to make you pay if you make mistakes. And like I said a bit earlier, it's all about little things, and we got to be in his face. We can't give him much time and space, or else he's going to make us pay.
Still feel strange coming back into this building on the other side?
I've been here a few times, but yeah, I think it always will. It is a bit different on the other side.
But how do you think are keys then, specifically in matching up with Moose Jaw? There's been some close games between the two teams.
We got to get on their first line. I mean, they've got guys like Fioretti and Point that are really skilled and carry most of the workload for them, and we got to be hard on them. And beyond that, I think we just got to worry about our game. We want to control the game. We want to play our style of game, and we want to control the tempo of the game. So that'd be the biggest thing.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.
Andrew Johnson, Swift Current Broncos forward. We'll come back with the coaches. Pioneer Co-op Home Center Broncos Hockey pregame show on the Eagle 94.1.